Good morning.
Morning.
It's so simple. It's so simple.
Oh.
It's so simple. That's the title of my talk this morning. And you're surely wondering, what is so simple? When I said it's so simple, I was thinking about healing. Healing is so simple. And I was thinking of that because in the course Art and Science of Wholeness, we have a tape, Healing. And in there, it's described very clearly, very simply, what healing is all about. And it just starts with that. Healing is something very natural, natural to us, very simple. And naturally we know that healing is defined as returning to our original purity and integrity. And in order to return to something we all know, it must already be there. Otherwise, we could never return to it. And actually, that's the very simple thing about healing. And then I thought about how I think about healing in my everyday life, how we as humans think about healing. And I thought, what we really do is we think about effects, about changing effects, like healing is considered a change from one effect to the other, from the effect of illness to the effect of health. And we thrill in it, we enjoy it, we remember it, we know what we were going through and now it's gone. And I thought, is that really healing? If I am returning to my original purity and integrity, is there anything there which ever was not perfect? Would I remember something that was ever not perfect? Yeah, yeah, Herb, you're shaking your head. That's right. We wouldn't. And that's what makes healing so simple, or maybe so difficult, because it's all a matter of not remembering it anymore. And not remembering it anymore means that I put my attention on that original purity and integrity, my wholeness and perfection, which is me, which is I, God, totally focused, one-pointedly. And there's no place for games with effects, because games with effects are fun, and I agree, they are fun, and it is fun to create effects changing, to have rain falling, or to have the sun shining, or to have clouds up in the sky, or to have my toe whole and perfect again, or my fingernail whole and perfect again. Just these games, or creating a chocolate cake when I desire one. All these fun games of creating effects, they're all a kind of healing. But the not remembering anymore that I need food, the not remembering that there is anything not whole and perfect. If to say it's always difficult in a way to say to put the not in this concept, because they have no place. And it's not that easy to describe it, and I found it yesterday again in that article, Not Remembered, what it is all about when I am healed, when I am whole and perfect. And it starts with that Indian man who is seeing the shaman here in Southern California seeking healing. And I just read you a part of it. Chief no more looked about his peers. He knew their decision was not the healing of wannabe but am not, rather whether they should do as he asks. Changing the outer man and not the inner man would be catastrophic, as well as changing the inner man and not the outer would be equally unforgiving. The chiefs knew changing the inner, the outer would change, but changing the outer, the inner would remanufacture the same sick outer again and again. But more, if the man did not change himself, the change would be of no benefit on his spiritual quest. That's what I mean when we are talking about effects, changing effects again and again. The chiefs interviewed wannabe but am not as he lay under the spell of the smoke requiring him to speak the truth. They asked him questions which took him to his expression before birth. They asked wannabe but am not to look at the choice we made for himself in this dimension. And wannabe but am not remembered. I decided I would inhabit a decrepit body with a fresh, ever-young mind and seek to remember the pure design of every human divine body and yet live in such a body to remind me that for me it was impossible. And now I recall, I choose to remember only as I aged and exclusively sought my inner outer perfection. I created a moment just like this. And he awoke. Chief no more looked at their guest and said, "Hello, my friend. It is good of you to come and visit us. Please come again when it pleases you." And the visitor stood and stretched his strong frame. As a star child, he fulfilled his reality as forever light. He shook his head and his youthful lion mane fell in lustrous black, for his hair was glorious to behold. His blue eyes shone powerfully from his tanned youthful face. His body muscles rippled as he flexed them, as though he had just exercised well. His loincloths emboldened his physique. Chief No More said, "Have a good journey, friend. By the way, what is your name?" "Eternal Youth is my name. Eternal Youth is my name." The name he had before, wannabe but am not, was gone from his mind. And that's what spiritual healing, that's what healing is all about. And it ends with the sentence, "Currently, humanity can only glimpse bliss. Once it knows its natural state of bliss and dwells there, nothing else will be of any consequence. So let it be not remembered." The message this article has for me and always had from the very beginning is very deep and powerful. And it doesn't say don't play with effects, don't change effects, because that's what I do when my consciousness is still there. But it always reminds me again and again there is something beyond all these effects, beyond the law of cause and effect. There is this state of bliss, there is this state of perfection, of wholeness, which knows nothing else. And that's where I'm heading to, and I'm sure that's where we all are heading to. And let's have some fun with effects. It's a good step in the right direction, but always remember our original purity and integrity. it's there and we remember. I love you, and so it is.